sit down. Now, we have something very special this morning. And in order for it to happen, everybody is going to need to be watching. So, Jonathan, come down the front here, please. Come and join us. David, come and join us. Kit, come and sit in the front row. Philippa, get out of the front row, please. Wendy and Carol, get out of the front row. Come on, guys. Come and sit here. Because this is something you are going... I better hold the mic for a moment, too. This is something you're going to enjoy. Donna, come down here, too, as well. Give somebody that Bible. Jonathan, take that Bible out of the way. Yeah, girls, come and sit here. Annabelle and Thomas, you come and sit here. Bring your dog, Thomas. Come and sit down. Okay, sit down on those chairs. That's right. We've got somebody who missed the directions to his normal church this morning and arrived with us. So, Claude, we're really pleased to see you. Give Claude a clap and a welcome. Really good to see you here. You guys can stay where you are because you can see. Joel, can you see? Where's Luke the longer? Oh, he's down the front. Okay. Do you think you should have a chair down here, Joel, with the others? Bring your chair. Come and sit. Oh, you're okay where you are you? Yeah, you look tall enough anyway. There's somebody who hasn't got a seat whose name I don't know. Go and get your brother and bring him down here and let him sit on this seat. Yeah. Okay, we're nearly there. I'm going to put this back, and if we can, Donna, if you can stand here close as well, so we, I'll stand further away if necessary, but just, can you count for a moment, just so they can get the volume right?
Count to 10, like 1, 2, 3.
That's okay. All right, you can do it. But you know where you are. Okay, now, here's where we start from. A long, long time ago, before some of you guys were born, there was somebody who was called Philippa. And Philippa grabbed some other people and got them involved with something she wanted to do, which involved being kind to people because Jesus is kind to people. Who knows that Jesus is kind? Anybody? Oh, some of you do. That's great. Some people aren't sure that Jesus is kind. And Philippa took the strangest things to people's houses. Well, they weren't strange. She took light bulbs and packets of biscuits, didn't you, on one occasion, and took them to people's houses. And people looked at her very strangely, I have to say, when she said, here, do you want a light bulb because God loves you? But there you go. She'd read it in a book, you see, and we'd heard about it. And then we did some other things, and we gave away Easter eggs. And we found that the people who really enjoyed having Easter eggs given to them weren't the kids, because they get loads of Easter eggs. But it was the very old people whose children had moved away and were a long way, and they were pleased to be given an Easter egg. But then we started to begin to realize that this was something we could do quite a lot. Let's have a look at when, a long time ago. You'll see how long ago this is, because there's Chris. Stand up, Chris. People might be able to recognise you. Yeah. Actually, he really looked bad there, didn't he? He looked a very dodgy character. And then there's Stacey. And that very young lady there is Carol.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really is. It was Carol. It's Carol. And what happened was, in the run-up to the millennium, we did lots and lots of distributions, and we gave people drinks and things. And in fact, in the end, they banned us from being at the Buttercross in the middle of Chippenham, because we were giving so many drinks and free things away that the people who run the shop that sold those horrible burgers, you know, the caravan with the burgers in, they said, you're taking all our business away, and you mustn't give things away for free. So anyway, we moved down the road a bit and did it some more. So that's what happened before the millennium. But after that, we did it some more, because we thought, wouldn't it be nice if we could go around? It was mainly at Christmases, but we thought at the time, wouldn't it be nice if, when we got chatting to people, we had somewhere that we could take them? You recognise that, those people there? There's Peter. Peter really enjoys wearing strange hats. He really does. And There's Greg there giving stuff away. And actually, Carol, you don't know this, but Carol had a cat. Do you know? You never thought of Carol having animals. She had a cat, and she used to wear it. Right? Look, this is her cat that she used to wear, and she looked very strange. Actually, it suits me better than it does her. Yeah. But people, it was cold, and we were out there giving things away, but there were all sorts of things. So we used to get a table out and put a big table up, and we would give away mince pies, and we would give away drinks, and we'd give away sweets. And some of you have been involved in doing that, because the last time we did it, we began to put things together and say, now we have got somewhere to take people, which is our bus, our very cool bus. We can make this work, and we tried it out at Easter. And, well, by that time, Donna was in the church, so she can tell you about this a bit better than I can. Swap places.
Oh, there's some great photos up there. Well, it was a really great day back at Easter, and we thought, well, we want to do it again, let's do it again. And we thought of ways that we can make it a really helpful step on for even more people. We thought, wouldn't it be great if we had a presence in the middle of town that can get right in amongst the shoppers so that we don't have to keep running back to the bus to do all the freebies and giveaways. We're thinking it'd be great if we can have something out there that was a place to then be and say, here's something free, just like God's love is free. And then it'll also connect us back with the bus. So what we've concluded is that we need our very own proclamation push along, our very own witness wheelbarrow, maybe a healing handcart, a testimony trolley, a compassion carriage, or even a shalom sleigh. But we couldn't find any of those, even out on the internet. But we do have our very own inventor. Yes, it's Dayspring's very own Professor Brainstorm. Fantastic. Well, after a lot of head scratching, pencil sharpening, and nail banging, Andy locked himself away in his workshop. He's been banging and drilled and sawed and screwed and sanded and painted until he'd built Dayspring's very own, never before seen, kindness cart. And here it is! Round of applause for Andy and the kindness cart!
Guys, come and have a free cup of coffee. You want to have a go? Have a go. Come on, guys, you got to get your coffee now. Everybody, come and have a chocolate. It's all free. You hold those there, Claude, and then you hand them out, yeah? And do you want one of those? Okay, go on. Yeah. Oh, got a few biscuits here.